with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Hope you're out in your back deck. Shovel a little snow off. Fire up the smoker. I'm gonna be doing that today, Brad. I got a buddy coming over after the show, and he's one of these guys that's a farmer, and he gets several deer permits, right?
Well, you said you had a buddy coming over, and right. Yet I was not invited.
Well, just be patient, brother. Just be patient. Anyway, what we're going to do, he ground up a bunch of summer sausage into tubes, and we're going to fire up the big smoker, and we're going to hang about a dozen of those in that smoker and let them just go slow all day long and make us some venison sausage today. But when I think of sausages and I think of meat, I think of one guy always, and that's my buddy Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, who's on the grilling line right now. Hey, Tim, how are we doing?
Doing excellent. Happy Meat Christmas to you, Job.
Hey, man, you know what? That's music to my ears, because when I darken your door this time of year, I know that I'm going to come away with just some fabulous, fabulous cuts of meat. You're my butcher, and I hope every listener out there has one. But with regard to that, wanted to talk about prime rib. It's that special time of year where sometimes people splurge. I know I do this time of year, and I get a hunk of prime for the family. What do I need to know when I'm picking one of those out other than to come to Sobey Meats?
My personal preference is a standing prime rib, which is on the bone, and for several reasons. But over the two, hands down, bar none, I always go for a standing prime rib. One of the reasons is, and if you're not sure how to cut that ribeye off the bone, we'll take care of that for you. We'll cut it off the bone. We'll season. If you want it seasoned, we'll do that for you as well. And then we'll tie it back on the bone. So the bones do a couple things. One is it acts as a rack. Put the bones down on a cookie sheet, you know, if you're going to put it in the oven to slow bake that. And it acts as an insulator, so it protects about another 3/4 of an inch of that ribeye to keep it more of the doneness that you like. And you get flavor from it. And then when you're done, take those bones. If you don't gnaw on them that day, you can either A, put some barbecue sauce, throw them in the oven, warm them up, or separate them, throw them in a crotch pot, make up a homemade pot of soup.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So when you're seasoning the prime rib, you're making this turnkey for people. What kind of seasonings do you recommend?
I use my blend, Tim's blend, which is a basic salt, pepper, onion, garlic mixture, and I guess sound like a salesman. Yes, that's what I make, and that's what we primarily sell. But to me, that combination hits just about everything. So we'll use that seasoning blend not just on prime rib, but burgers, chicken, salmon, pork. I'll use that. It's kind of like my go-to. I'll put down just about everything.
So when I'm seasoning this, how far ahead do I put the seasoning on before I start to cook it?
You can do one of two things. You can season it just before. Now, let's say we're going to build the roast for you. We might get that prepped a day or so ahead of time. So we will season it as we cut that ribeye off and tie it on the bone. And that is not going to dry that meat out. Contrary to what some chefs may say, never put salt on it before, it'll dry it out. I'll argue that till the day I go in the box. That's just not true. So if it sits overnight with the seasonings, even if it was up to 2 days, it's not going to hurt that meat. But I would say within either A, you just did it, or if it sits overnight is even better. To me, the seasonings have a chance to work a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, I picked up a prime rib last year. My dad put me in charge of it. I swung by over there to Sobey Meats, and that was probably the best slice of meat I've had in my life. I seasoned earlier, perfect Christmas gift for your wife, prime rib, baby. It kept Mama happy at home.
And you gotta keep her happy, right?
Right.
No, that's what she keeps telling me, at least. I maybe she's lying.
Right.
Well, and it's even with Teresa, I don't care what she says, the more meat, the better. Even if she says, I can only eat 3 pounds in a serving, I don't care. She's going to get 5 and she's going to like it.
Exactly.
It's been your motto for a long time,
that is
right?
A man after
built
my
a,
heart right
built
there.
A family on that, he did.
And yeah. I tell you what, I've used your seasoning as well. I do quite a bit of fishing out on Lake Michigan, and your seasoning there, it is a staple in my house for salmon out of Lake Michigan.
And it's an easy thing to keep along with you. And then I know wherever we are, if we're at home, we're up at the cabin, if we go out even tailgating, I just keep a Tim's Blend with me, and that's the only thing that we have to have with us.
Well, see, there we go, Jeff. Perfect idea for a Christmas gift. Little teeny Tim's salt shaker on your keychain. Wherever you go. You're always ready to season.
Tim, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things you got around the store that might be a great holiday gift for the person that enjoys the grill or is just in your store.
A few of those, ham and kielbasa is a great mainstay. We have the Sobe seasonings, the Sobe kielbasa, and the Parkside recipe as well, which is, I don't have any ego left. I don't have any feelings to hurt. We sell a lot more of the Parkside, and I'm totally fine with it. It's a great recipe. And that's the award-winning recipe that we've done in the Kielbasa Idol, and you've been there as a judge.
Year after year, it's the perennial favorite. It's that good. If you're listening to this, Sobe Meats is out on Remembrance Drive on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. What's the number, Tim, the address?
It is 3450 Remembrance Road.
Right. And they've got this Parkside Kielbasa, absolutely worth the trip, not exaggerating a bit. And it's unbelievable. But anyway, back to what else we got on the gift tree.
Well, gift cards is an easy gift to give somebody. You can't go wrong with the size, shape, or even the amount. We got a couple different wines. We have a good hearty cab. A home blend we have made by Hudsonville Winery is the Sobivore. It's made for that carnivore in mind with that cab. And we also have a 13th anniversary blend, which is a sweeter wine. We have some Sobe Meat beer mugs, which how can you go wrong with a nice beer mug?
Little dipsy doodle. Nothing wrong
little
with that.
Dipsy doodle at all times. The can koozies. We have, we can throw kind of a Sobe Meat little bag together. Cutting board, insulated bag, wine bottle opener, beer opener. Got the original church keys on a magnet. Where do you find those anymore?
You don't, and I have one on each of my 3 beer refrigerators. So those are an absolute staple. Hey, Tim, one more thing out of the meat case that is popular this time of year that you might be doing special that somebody could find in the shop.
Tenderloin. So if you're looking for a nice choice tenderloin roast, even if you let it cool down, have it a little bit cold on a little piece of
bread.
Yep. Yeah. If you want to do that on the side, but you can't go wrong with tenderloin either.
And you're talking beef, right?
Yes. Yep. If you got that seafood craving, we have crab legs and shrimp rings and all that stuff to go with it as well.
Yeah, another great thing I'd say, Tim, you guys have some great jerky seasonings over there for maybe the guy that wants to get out and start getting into that. As well as a lot of seasonings, too, for some stocking stuffers.
And actually, we started handling these seasonings, and they actually made the original recipe for Colonel Sanders. We're not allowed to legally say what restaurant they use that in, but the makers of that original 11 herbs and spices for the Colonel is Marion K. is the brand. We did a demo of that last weekend. And we have some of their other seasonings. I haven't tried it yet, but their summer sausage supposedly is another great summer sausage recipe. So you're making your own for venison. It's in a packet form, and we can get you hooked up there too.
Tim, we're running up against the clock, but as usual, always wonderful to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you here in the next few days as I come by to pick up my Christmas prime. And I know I'll see you because you're always in the store, but if I don't, I wish you and Teresa and all the Sobe crew a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to seeing you soon.
Very Merry Christmas to you guys and all the listeners out there, the faithful ones that take time out of their schedule to tune into the Grilling Guys. We love you all. Eat meat and Merry Christmas.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
There he is, Tim Sobey, the one and only. Sits on our Grilling Guys board of directors, the guy that knows more about meat than I'll ever know. But coming up next, Barbecue Bob just can't stay away. So we're going to reach out to him and see what's going on in his world. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Let it snow, when we finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight.